Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Radio Bulgaria presents History Club.
Picturesque peninsula near the Black Sea port town of Chernomorets reveals its history for Bulgarian archaeologists. It is called Hrisosotira, also Chervenka. A large fortifying wall was built at the spot during the rule of Byzantine Emperor Justinian the Great, 527-565. We are talking on a small Byzantine town, strangely named Hrisosotira, or Golden Savior, Golden Christ, says in an interview for Radio Bulgaria associate professor Ivan Christov, a deputy director of the National Museum of History and head of the archaeological team.
We
started the surveys in June, then we had some interruption. Now in September, and with the funding of the Cultural Ministry, we managed to reveal the entire northeastern wall of the Hrisosotira Peninsula. The survey two big towers, pretty well preserved, also five major Byzantine buildings. We also discovered a huge two-legged staircase that used to lead to the battle spots along the wall itself. Of course, there have been lots of artifacts. What really impressed us was the fact that this fortress is much bigger than the Acra one, situated on the cape of the same name and already surveyed, the expert explains. At the same time, archaeologists have reached layers much older in time, from the 6th-5th centuries BC. According to Ivan Christov, when Greek settlers established the oldest town along the Bulgarian Black Sea segment, Apollonia Pontica, they soon spread their influence on the neighboring peninsulas and comfortable girls. At this stage, we can say that in the beginning of the 7th century, the fortress was taken during one of the raids of Slavic tribes, or the Avars, perhaps in the epoch of Emperor Heraclius, 610-641, and was no longer inhabited. At least, that is what the coins discovered show. The site has its potential, and I hope that over the next archaeological season, we will find the answers to the many questions that occurred, the expert says. Thus, the archaeologists will contribute to the enrichment of the Chernomorets Museum, unveiled on September the 23rd. It exhibits significant sites from the Burgas Gulf. Objects discovered this year will be added to it. The findings from the Acra Fortress and the now underwater antique marketplace from the Vromos Gulf have also been handed to the museum. Some of those can still be seen there. We hope that the guests of Chernomorets will be able to see in the future everything we've handed, ceramics, coins, jewelry, etc., associate professor Christov says. For the moment, Hrisosotira cannot be visited by tourists as it is within the borders of a military zone. However, the expert claims that sooner or later, the army will have to withdraw as no military infrastructure can be found there. On the other hand, funding will be needed for conservation and restoration, even if the excavations mark a significant progress. However, what happens next? Asks rhetorically the archaeologist. Take Acre for example. After 2 years of surveys and thousands spent on the protection of the wall for restoration, now we have no road leading to the site. It's all going weedy, and I have the sad feeling that we worked in vain. We take off with the knowledge we have taken out of the Earth's layers. We have followed the law during the conservation activities. At the same time, we are leaving some monuments in the hands of local municipalities that have to take care of them. There are examples across the country where the latter have managed to use the results from our work in a really beneficial manner, the expert concludes.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.